sorry. Stop. Song by the Plasmatics. Let's see here. You are currently tuned in to 90.1 FM, CJSF.ca. This is Wave Station. We're broadcasting around the unceded ancestral traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. And, this is Campus Community Radio, commercial free. And the pilot will not. And I hope you're listening, but also I heard that the sound wasn't so good. I don't know if that's true. I have no idea what's going on out there. I'm in a bit of a box. Like I said before, if you've been listening, it's like a Schrodinger's cat situation. And, it's interesting. Making radio is weird. You just don't know. You don't know where it's going. But it is emanating these waves out into the universe, and they could be going anywhere, really. Now with other forms of technology where we're, capturing it digitally, who knows? You could be listening to this, 20 years from now? It's possible. Anyway, hello from the past. Hope things are better now. Anyway, Stop by the Plasmatics came off of Coup d'etat. Where's my notes? Coup d'etat, put out in 1982. They were banned in New York City. Snakebite was a song before that one. And that one's by Stainless. They are out of Portland, and they feature one of an angel who graced us for a little moment in time in Vancouver. They feature Marissa. But anyway, before that one, Whips and Chains was a song by a band called Sandstorm. They're from Vancouver, and that's off of Time to Strike, which they put out in 2020. I played Scrap by L7 off of Bricks Are Heavy. That one was put out in 1992. And the first song I played was Are You Gonna Give Me a Kiss? That is a song by Sister Susie of Edmonton. And they put that one out in 2021 on an album called Don't Want To. Okay? That's all the information. And now we will get into another chunk of music. And who knows? Maybe we'll get through all of it. I don't know. There's 30 songs in the set. Maybe more, maybe less. We're all just being a little less precious about it now. Because 30 songs, 2 hours of music, takes a long time to put together. But hey, if you're interested in making music, radio, in making radio, I should say. Anywhere along the line, production, music department, if you want to write reviews, if you want to just volunteer a little time, who has time to volunteer? But some people do. You want to work with some equipment, you want to learn some new skills, want to meet some new people, perhaps get your voice on air. Do you want to play some of your selections to an unwitting crowd? It is in your hands, and you, whoever you are, may check out CJSF. Just go there. Go to the Student Union building, or you can email them. Look them up online, cjsf.ca, and tell them that you're interested. And if you like Wave Station and you feel like you wanna let me know, okay, I wouldn't mind that. You can let me know via the radio station, cjsf.ca, or you could go on Instagram and tell me on Instagram at WAVYWAVE station. That's at WAVYWAVE stations. It's a public account. You know. Anyway, go ahead. Here we go. You listen to the rest of this if you like. And hope you're having a good night out there.
Take your leg.
Okay. Hello. Yeah, I'm here. Are you? Are you actually here? I don't know anymore. Okay, back with Wave Station. Nothing to Me by the Dirts. The Dirts out of Sweden. When was that put out? 2020. It was a self-titled thing. I remember listening to it in the parking lot of the IKEA because I was trying to pick up some furniture for this newfound working-at-home situation. And I'd ordered an office desk from IKEA online and got myself an Evo. And I drove out of the Evo zone and I was freaked right out because I'm like, oh my God. You know, when you, I don't know if you drive Evo, but if you drive out of the zone, it tells you, there's a robot voice that comes on to tell you, you are now leaving the Evo zone. But anyway, and I was up there in the parking lot waiting for someone to bring it out to me. This is peak COVID times. And, Neon Taste had put this out. I think they were just talking about, they were releasing it, and I was listening to it on the internet. Thank goodness for, I thank the goddess for the internet, I guess. Sometimes. Anyway. Before that one, Sick Day, a song called Sick Day by Teen Mortgage. They're a band that I just learned about from Washington, D.C. They are putting that one out, let's say, 2 days ago, actually, according to my records. If you believe those. The song before that one, La Sociedad by Generación Suicida. Sorry if I butchered that. I'm terrible at Spanish. That's off of a release called Sombras, which was put out in 2016. Let me just check something for y'all. Because they're playing, I believe they're playing on April 11th. You know what? I'm going to use my brain. I'm going to use my memory here. I'm not going to use Google. You can trust me on that one. But I have a flyer at home that tells me, and I have a bit of a photographic memory. So I can tell you that I think they're playing on April 11th at the Rickshaw. They're opening for Screaming Females, and they're opening, they're also playing with Smirk, who is so good. Holy. I saw Smirk at Green Auto, and they blew my mind. That room was so frenetic. The kids were so wild, and they sounded so good. So, anyway, so. Yeah, I think that should be a pretty good show. Let's see now. The first song in the set was Die Young, sung by the Cola Heads. And I thought of this song because my old buddy, my old bandmate, Bennett's brother is in that band. And anyway, they're band from Toronto. And that song was released 2015. So why am I playing it now? I think Bennett did some sort of video, Bennett does video work, so he probably made a video for the band Cola Heads, and it might not have been for this particular song. So anyway, there you go. I don't know how this works. I just play stuff and I try to make it relevant. Anyhow, let's get into the next bit, see if I can get through all this. So I better stop talking if I'm going to do that. All right, here we go.